I am Whiplash Willie Jones. Mr. Griffith, of course, was the hottest of shit, if you figured these moving pictures would amount to anything. I never worked for Mr. Griffith, though I could have done that if I'd got the same chance that I myself would give even to a scorpion lurking in my boot some morning. I'd at least dump him out on the floor and let him have a chance to go ahead and run off and be what he is. Probably still hit him with the boot heel, though. Smash him where he stood before he could take a step. This may be not the best way to put what I'm trying to say. Though look at me, son. I don't have the face of Mix or Holt or my old pal Bronco Billy Anderson. I never liked white horses anyhow. What I'd have been dumped out of a boot there on the floor was what I ended up being. The guy who grabs the loot and tries to get away. The guy who'd as soon cheat you as look at you. The guy who'd meet a decent woman in an orange grove in Los Angeles and marry her and take her back to Lubbock and treat her like shit and not be able to stop himself. I didn't choose any of that. That was the cards I drew even before I knew what game it was I was playing. Take the one thing I remembered for. It was in that little movie that Ed Porter made in 1903, The Great Train Robbery. 10 minutes long. I show up and he puts a hat on me and a goddamn polka dot kerchief and he glues a handlebar mustache to my face. Then he starts the camera to watching me and he says, go here, do this, do that. That's how it always is, ain't it? So I'm the leader of the gang that robbed the train in the first damn storytelling film ever. And what happens? There's 14 scenes in this little tale and I get killed in an ambush in scene number 13. Shot dead, clear for everybody to see. And then there I am in scene 14, the last one, and it's just me filling up the screen. There ain't no forest or no horses or nothing. Just blackness all around me, but I'm alive. I've been born again. It's some kind of miracle. And what do? I turn and face the audience, and I raise my gun, and I wrinkle my brow, and I shoot. I shoot the whole lot of them. I shoot the whole goddamn world. And it's nothing I choose for myself. The guy behind the camera, like some voice that just comes into my head, like the goddamn voice you hear inside you all your life long, he says, do this, and I do it. And in the theaters, women fainted and strong men wept. So how could I do any better by Gladys?